Boys and girls of YouTube, welcome. You are listening to The Whaleboat. I'm Alex Jesse.
And I'm Lubomir Zepka.
And welcome.
You're in for a bumpy ride.
Oh yes, yes you are. Dazzling audio this week.
Yeah, uh-huh. Alex, your voice. Oh my god, your voice is angelic. You sound...
angelic. Oh god, Lubomir.
You sound like...
Oh yeah, I sound like a Mormon. Oh my god.
Like a Mormon?
I don't know what I was about to say, Freeman, and then I felt a warm presence in the room. the warm, comforting mother's hug of his voice. It's there. I feel him inside of me.
Your heart just starts to beat.
He have been raped.
Your heart just starts to beat. You're in the shower. You turn around. Behind you is like Morgan for looking at you. Don't stop.
Don't mind me. Don't mind me. I can't do a Morgan Freeman voice.
I can't either. Hold on. Let me try.
Go for it.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and you're listening to The Whaleboat.
That was most... Right. Accurate, I can do with a black man who has an amazing voice.
Yes. So, summer's over, people. I know we're all sad. We've probably been at school for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, summer.
Summer, I just kind of sat masturbated in the corner. I just, you know.
All summer. All two, three months of it.
In the wise words of summer, I'm eating saltines, just chilling. And then came out, what?
I actually, over the summer, I went to my home country.
Where's your home country?
Oh, Poland.
Is that why I can't say your last name?
Yeah, that would be one of the main reasons.
One of the main
of the like thousands of others. That's probably the main one.
Thousands of others of why we cannot pronounce you.
My first or last.
All right, so leave a comment right now on how to spell Lubomir's last name. It's Zepka. Am I saying it right, Zepka?
No, you're not. No one does.
No.
Nope.
Nope. How is it? What am I? Give me some.
It's Zepka. It's the RZ makes the Z sound.
Am I getting? Am I hitting the enunciation?
Yeah, I don't know. Sort of. You're making your way.
I'm missing more of the. I'm hitting the. I'm missing more of the Z and the H and the.
You don't have the. But you've got kind of like. But.
All right. So you went to your home country.
I did. Oh like? My god. This is a good.
And when was this? Beginning of summer?
No, like towards the end. Yeah, the entire summer I was there.
Summer. Spending an entire summer in a place where you can't even pronounce your own name.
What? I can't say my name. What's your name? Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know. I've just been. I've just been in a haze.
I have no freaking clue.
I don't know.
It's.
All right, so Poland.
The only interesting thing nothing interesting happened besides me trying a kebab.
A whole bunch of
kebabs.
Little women running around in their babushkas trying to steal.
And old ladies on bikes. I was there like a few
go in your ear.
Just cough up like some kind of like you know some saliva. Just
cold and phlegm. Come on, it's like a breakfast place, you know. Come on down, have some good old Poland phlegm, you know. Maybe sit down by a rocking chair, Cracker Barrel.
Oh man, Cracker Barrel has amazing fish.
Can we say Cracker Barrel? Can we say the Cracker Barrel?
I don't know. Is that like
can we say trademark? Is that copyright material?
I don't know. Cracker Barrel.
We'll run a couple plugs. Go to the Cracker Barrel.
We'll just cut that off.
Buy a rocking chair. Maybe have some.
buy a confiscated wooden dildo.
Confiscated a wooden chair that's unstable and will have you going, oh, shit, every time it goes way too far back. Then your nephew comes over and goes, mommy, whoop-a-ham, lands the wrong way, breaks his neck. Again, I am very...
It's even funnier that you say that because I said dildo, not rocking chair, so it's even better.
By dildo, did you mean naked oiled men?
Yes! How did you know?
Alright, back on topic. Okay. Poland.
I went to like two weddings. That's why I like stayed like so
you
long.
You must have heard a couple last names. Can you remember any of them?
Can I remember any of them? The answer to that question would be no.
That's a resounding no.
Oh man, I would, no, yeah, I Chaya was one of them.
Chaya?
Try spelling that. If someone here can spell Chaya, I will give them a I don't know,
I'm
BG.
guessing G H I E Y.
G H I E Y.
I have no idea.
That is wrong, but still.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever.
Anyway, two
comment
weddings.
Below.
So I just wanted the first wedding, all right, fun stuff. Second wedding, fun stuff. And at one of them, I don't quite remember now which one this happened at because it was so late and it was so crazy. But
well, I can imagine a Poland wedding is off the wall. I can imagine it's quite the party. Crazy.
There's like a goat ran in once and then.
Oh, yeah. A little lady ran through.
They started milking it, like.
And, you know,
so sudden. Oh, man.
There's any Polish phlegm. People out there, including Lubomir.
I love you all. I love you all, my Polish people.
Yes. Right, and, oh, hey, and everyone.
And everyone
Except
else.
Chinese. If you're Chinese, get the fuck out. I'm kidding.
You racist.
No, we love you, Chinese people.
They're the best of all of you, actually.
They are the best. All right, so, wedding. What was interesting? We're going
to try to get on topic. Oh, man. Well, the only interesting thing that happened at these weddings, this one, is that we had like a two-story kind of thing, and this still mind boggles me to this day. But like a 6 foot like sex doll inflatable one was thrown
six
down.
Inflatable sex doll.
It was
that is
thrown
nice
down room. Onto like the crowd dancing below. Someone is we started dancing with it, started playing with it, and I'm watching this scene, and all of a sudden, like we're you know people are dancing with it, you know having fun with it, and I come back, I turn around like 2-3 minutes later, and everybody realizes that it's gone.
Oh god! Someone is like, "Yep, this is what I'm doing tonight."
This is.
What if it was the groom? Just like, yep.
It's funny. It's funny that you say that because we couldn't find him afterwards.
Oh my god! He comes back just like oiled and like, hey guys, shoulders relaxed. You know, he's got cum in his hair.
How did that? His own? Like,
oh,
I think the groom was my cousin, so.
Oh,
that probably would have happened. I think it was outside, though, but I don't know.
An outdoor.
Never know.
Yeah, what's that song? It's like
he was having one last night.
What
with,
is that song? It's like in May you can fuck. What is it? Sing like it's, a tenth of it.
It's by Jonathan Colton.
By Jonathan Colton. Like look the, up Jonathan Colton.
First of May.
Fucking
so
May. First of May.
Fucking in May, yes. Oh man.
All right. So is that so, Poland?
That is what happened. That's exactly
to sum it up. Friends were made, and boundaries were broken. All right, so with this sex doll thing comes the question of: did he use protection?
Did it? I don't know. I don't. I think
he didn't.
I think the doll kind of counts as protection.
Oh so. God. You know, I think at this point we need to discuss how
there's
to deliver
be,
a child.
Inflatable babies coming on.
If you have inflatable babies, you know, and your wife is screaming like. Jeez, it's like when you open the book. It's like
this one. Oh, this one popped. Oh, it popped.
Right, then it goes. That's what they sound like.
Is it so, the little ones just go?
Pretend we're like I'm the EMT and you're the husband okay. And we're driving
Why
the
are you the auntie?
To the car.
So me.
All right, so I'm going. You need to get back there right now. I don't
Who
know.
Am I? Who am I? Where?
And help.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? Shh, Lumiere. Shh. I put my finger on your lip and shh.
On my single lip. The other one was lost during the war.
Kiss. No. Okay.
But you're
so,
the aunt. So I'm the aunt. I'm the father. And you're the aunt. And it just that, what?
Yeah.
My
step,
wife is about.
Shut your bitch wife up. That bitch. She is going to be hollering at you. Guys, you need to have key point concentration, so shut her up.
Oh my god, I can just imagine, I still don't understand why people, like, go like, okay, calm down, just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, like, in, like a child is coming out of you.
Choke the bitch out. It'll do itself. Just choke her out and be like,
quiet down.
Lip, you know.
I'm Batman. And I will help you deliver this child.
Oh my god,
with my batarangs.
I was having a baby, Batman goes, I'm Batman.
That's how he came out of the womb.
He just came out going, I shot him like fucking shit.
he had like the mascot and everything. I'm Batman. That's the first,
at the
his
same
first
time
words.
in the delivery room adjacent.
He jumps out the window. The umbilical cord is still attached.
Baines comes out like, "Hello, I'm Baines."
What is that?
It's a tin can. I can do a Bane impression with him, kind of. I just thought, like, hey.
Put the mic closer to your mouth.
Hello, Batman.
Hello.
Hello, Batman.
I'm Batman.
And that's the conversation they had.
All right, so the baby's coming out. The baby's coming out. You have to stick your fingers into the baby's... Oh, my gosh. So the baby comes out head first. Stick your fingers into its ears. Just twist them. Just until the fingers touch. At that point, your baby's going to be retarded. It's going to come out. It might not scream. It'll just go... And rip as hard as you can.
Isn't it? As it comes out.
All of that's fake, so we're going to help you out. All of that is not real. Don't do that to your children.
By the way, what would be like a good baby name?
Good baby name? We don't even have to worry about that.
We should
get that person pregnant, shove her down some stairs. And I know she'll tumble, and I know she'll cry. It's worth it. You do not want to have a child.
It's better. It's a better life.
Trust
me, we know.
What if a couple babies in the bag started crying?
In where? In the back of what?
The back of your mind. All thinking of your magic.
My inner child is crying.
Your inner child is complaining. It was touched. Your inner child is finally coming out. It's like, I'm going to press charges now.
This I'm is ready too long. Charges. Too long.
Again, cry for help, please. I've been just raped so much.
Bye, Morgan Freeman.
All right, so, do you want to...
You know what, that actually...
Now's a good time to bring up, if I may. We need to find a way to connect to our viewers. Have them become part of the crew. And we don't like, join the show. We can't do that, sadly. I mean, we don't feel like it, because you guys, you're not funny. I mean, we don't want to hear you guys. I mean, just shut up, honestly. We need to find a way to connect you to the crew. We need you want to be you're the oarsman. You're the seaman.
We already had this conversation. This conversation has happened.
No, but we need to find a way to connect you. So
to the egg.
Please leave any questions, any stories, any like funny stories.
Emails.
You've never had a wedding.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of emails, we actually have an email that I would like to read aloud that we got from one of our viewers. That's
you
right.
No.
Yeah. You had no idea, and I kept this from you. Don't check
you
mail.
Bastard.
I will read it out loud. Thank you for submitting it, by the way, to whoever submitted this.
Who is?
I don't know this in person. Well, I'm about to find out. Let's see here. Let's go to our Gmail right here. Let's take a look. So thank you very much, by the way, for your submission. Here you go. Sir, replay music. Registration successful. Here you go. Dear Alex, dear Lubomir and Alex. You have successfully registered with Free Play Music. Your email, that you have listed below.
You're stupid. Is this a joke?
No, they really sent it. And it says, thank you, support team at Free Play Music. Thank you very much. We are glad you have joined the show.
You're fucking funny, Lubomir. You're real funny.
Oh, I know. I got you excited there, didn't I? But yeah, if you seriously want to send in emails.
All right.
That's appreciated.
All right, yeah, so we're here to entertain you. We're basically audio prostitutes.
We are yours.
Audio prostitutes, men. Men and women, we don't care. Don't care.
For a decent price, we're yours. Or other, men, woman, or other.
Man, woman, or other, we will do anything, and I mean anything. We're basically like, yeah, we're audio prostitutes. There's no other way of putting it.
It's crazy.
All right, well, now that we've delivered children and had sex with giant inflatable dolls at Polish weddings.
Actually, you know, I believe most of our viewers, I imagine them.
All five?
All five of them, I imagine. Them to be like, those are kids who sit outside with the, glasses and, you know, sitting outside eating those bagels.
I can't go inside. No allergies.
I know they're outside. They have like a couple of friends, and they're sharing it around in their high-five tin lunchboxes.
Oh, yeah.
We have to make
like a weed. They're just like, dude, pass the fucking bagel, bro.
Yeah. Can we smoke it? Can we smoke the bagel? They've got. I would love to make like a high-five tin lunchbox. So that'd be awesome.
Oh, if you want any merchandise, guys, leave some comments.
what we should make.
Yeah.
Even though it's the second video and we have
second video, we're already gonna put out merch, guys. We're gonna put out merch.
It's gonna be crazy. It's
amazing. So on to the most this is a heavy topic.
Oh God, what is this?
I know.
What, what have you have written on your sticky note?
Some of you may have seen on the news, ball sacks are getting tighter and tighter.
How do you find that on the news? I put a rubber band on mine.
None of this is real. If we are your news feed,
don't just. Yeah,
I would like to personally apologize.
100% true.
Everything you heard on this channel is 100% true. So
nothing's a lie. That is how
men's ball sacks are getting so tight. They're getting sucked back into their bodies and ripping open. I was in the shower one day and
it happened. He was pubating and it happened.
It's called pubing.
It's during the process of pubation when a man's voice becomes deeper and he becomes hairier. This happens.
Children, just, when you turn 10, your ball sack will get sucked into your body and you won't have balls.
Now, don't worry, it'll come out. It'll come back out. Give it 6 to 7 weeks.
Six to 10 weeks.
For delivery.
If you have a ball sack.
If you have one, of course.
For more than 4 hours, please contact your doctor.
Because it could be extremely bad if you lose it for more than 4.
I don't know. So a big factor when your ball sack. I was in the shower and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen of the internet,
ladies and gentlemen, we are about to discuss Alex Bolsack.
Well, we're gonna have to visit a more sensitive topic first. By sensitive, I mean penis. So
did you say penis?
My penis is.
that's actually what you're talking about. That's the proper term. At least you're using the proper term. Back in health.
No, my penis is it's.
You know what's weird?
That I'm talking about penises and that you're interrupting me.
No, the weed.
I finally got the courage to admit about my penis, and you're gonna interrupt me. Please, shush. This can wait. Can this wait? Is this more important?
Okay, you can talk.
Shut up. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the internet, I have a tiny wiener. I am not packing heat.
What about your weenus? What about
my weenus? Oh my God, we
made up a holiday. I don't know if you guys heard, but it's called Halloweenus.
Halloweenus, yes.
October 32nd.
October 32nd. It's only for people who do not live on this earth.
Debuting this Saturday,
Halloweenus. Okay, so
how do you celebrate Halloween? How do you celebrate
Halloweenus? Oh,
how do you do it, Alex? What do you do to celebrate Halloweenus? The great day of giving thanks to the weenus.
I keep on my penis, so I'd like to go on.
All right.
So again, with the small penis thing, I have a small penis. It's not like, comment. Go for it. Comment. You know, you hate on me. I don't care. And my mom always told me.
Your mom saw it just.
I'm sorry,
oh, man.
It's her fault. It's my dad's fault. But my parents always told me it's not the size of the wand; it's the magic inside of it. And here at Weibo Studios, we firmly believe in magic.
It's number one on our tooth fairy
list.
Chain.
And so I'm like, you know what? You know what? I lack in length. I make up for in the size of my nuts. Yesterday, yesterday, my nuts were more saggy, more salty, and more wrinkly than they had ever been before. I touched them, and they sucked right in. They like went, whoa, no, hell no. I literally touched my nuts, and they went, whoop.
They spoke to you. I think you might want to get that checked.
No, but because my hand was freaking cold. I grabbed my nuts, and they just went, oh, no. They just retreated.
It's time for us to become pistachios.
Oh, my God. Ooh!
Oh, man.
Pistachio.
And that's how we celebrate Halloweenus.
That's how we celebrate Halloweenus. And so I was thinking, like, how can I make these testicles come out?
You take a cardboard box, put a stick on it, put, like, a piece of cheese.
That's why my testicles are always tasting really cheesy. It's because, not that, oh, no. But, like,
but other people know and they tell you.
But no. Because it's got a cheese addiction. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I. Yeah. And then they're sucked all in. I had to shower for a bit, and once the warm water kind of sagged down.
So they're very sensitive to temperature.
But I'd like to point out, old men have the like biggest fucking nuts in the world. Anything with a pendular weight kind of gets like, oh, gravity's just like, oh god, ugh.
I've been sitting here too long, gotta get lower.
Sitting here too long, I'd like to see what's downstairs. That's why I use Breathe, because I got a nice pair of nuts.
We like to dig deeper.
We like to really deep, and I mean deep. All right.
So, you know, speaking of nuts.
Speaking of Alex's testicles.
Speaking of various forms of legumes, as they're called in French. Legumes.
They're making new hummus. Ball sack, you know how they have like a... chia. Oh god, chia pets.
Chia pets. Oh my god. That's what.
They have like elemental. They have white bean. They're gonna come out with cheesy ball sack hummus.
Cheesy ball sack.
Cheesy ball sack hummus. It's great with nachos.
Dip it in and take it out because it's gonna be a ride.
It's like that hummus commercial, like, try it with a little... Oh, with Robin Williams. Try it with a little Robin Williams.
Dip it in, take it out. Warm it up, take it out in your mouth.
Rub it in your mouth and crunch down on that salty penis.
Why would you crunch down on it? That's. You know what that reminds me of? I don't know why, but you just reminded me of...
You reminded me of Jehovah's Witnesses.
You reminded me of the Jehovah's Witness that came to my door the other day.
The Jehovah's Witness? Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, boom, boom, boom. Lock the doors and shut the shades. Jehovah's Witnesses are on their way.
One came to my doorstep the other day. And he came in like he was wearing like a tracksuit, headband. He looked kind of like Rambo. And I noticed they were advertising this new thing called Jehovah's Fitness.
Oh, Jehovah's Fitnesses.
Yes, Jehovah's Fitness. It's a new weight loss program for...
Oh, my God. Do they run around in tracksuits like, hey, and they're jogging in place while they want to see you? They're like,
they have their hands constantly clasped in prayer. And while they do, okay, put leg up, Hail Allah, or whatever. I don't know what they...
Hey, come pray with me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now raise your hand.
Raise your hand and hallelujah. Wait, do they say hallelujah?
I don't know what they say.
I don't know. Whatever it is.
Everybody has their own thing.
Door, Jehovah's Witnesses are on the prowl. Little warning.
Might want to get indoors. Lock your windows, lock your doors, because they're raping everybody today. They're converting everybody today.
They're coming door to door, converting.
I have to say, though, I was converted.
You were converted?
Boom, for like five seconds they did their job.
A buzzer goes off somewhere in the distance. Beep, beep, beep. President comes up, like the Jehovah Club. Slams his fist. All right, I'm going to be him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, as of 9:56 Eastern Standard Time on the date of, what's the date? Fuck it. Today. Isn't today just tomorrow?
I have no idea what today is. Today is just now.
We're living in the moment here at Webo Studios. Ladies and gentlemen.
We don't believe in time.
We don't believe in keeping time. My wife's going to have a baby in 10 minutes. I better get down to the opera room while the game's on. I heard 30 minutes.
It doesn't even matter. Time doesn't exist here at Webo Studios. It just happens.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen... We got one.
we caught another. Reel them in, like tuna cans.
Come off. We got one.
This is just like the memories I had when I was carving out pumpkins and going into bondage and Halloweenus.
Oh yes,
with my family.
I wonder if everyone who's ever come to your door as a Jehovah's Witness was actually.
I've actually never had a Jehovah's Witness come to my house. I was kidding, but I don't think I've actually. Maybe I have, but I don't know. I was too young to remember back then.
Jehovah's Fitness.
That'll be great.
Do you have any things written down that you'd like to talk about?
I actually thought, you know what we have to mention? Because
what do we have to mention?
I don't know if anybody knows this, but in our school, we take a, in eighth grade, we took this. We're not in eighth grade anymore. We're old and wet and lovely.
Old and wet and Sega balls. Sega cheesy balls.
Last year in eighth grade.
Oh, that's a perfume. We should make a perfume.
Whalebone Studios.
Fermented testicles.
That's the name.
That's the name. That's the name. That's the game. Smell like balls all over.
just like you did in high school.
Oh, yes. Okay, what?
So anyway,
what
last
kind of crowd were you with?
I don't know.
You're just walking down the road, hey, slap, 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 slap three times in the face of the balls.
But last year, anyway, continuing with the actual, we're still doing the corkscrew vagina thing. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But last year, we did this thing where we went for 3 days with a class, like out into the woods and just hiked.
Mount Cardigan.
Yeah, Cardigan Mountain. It was an experience.
Everyone came back smelling like cheese and testicles.
The smell we know as home.
Cheese and testicles. We were locked in a basement with nothing but cheese and Big Ben's testicles.
I'm sorry.
That's not my place.
For an entire week.
Yes.
Oh man!
Oh man!
You come home, you go to some guy's house, and it's just he cleans it so well.
Where would we market our hummus that tastes like cheese and testicles?
I don't know, the testicle store.
We could make it in the worst place. Oh my god! Speaking of marketing, I was watching a show. Am I allowed to say the names of shows?
I don't care.
They're not gonna do anything. I was watching a show called Herb Notice.
Herb.
No, that sounds like pot. Sizzling Notice.
Sizzling Notice, all right.
Burn Warning, I guess.
Burn Warning, all right. Burn Warning.
Scripture, I don't know.
It wasn't anything to do with...
A notice of
burn.
Such?
It wasn't a burning burn. Notice, was it? It wasn't a warm notice.
Was it...
I think we're getting closer. I think we're
was it
in on.
Burn Notice? No.
No, I don't think so.
No, I was not watching Burn Notice. Let's just say that. It rhymes with...
It rhymes with Sperm Notice.
Sperm Lotus. A lotus is a flower. That's sperms. Okay, so... And they're marketing the weirdest things. They're shooting. They drive up, and they just do, like, a 30-second close-up on, like, Honda. Brought to you by Honda.
It says on the car. Like, Burn Notice.
It's like Honda. No, it's like Honda. And it's like, boom. It's like six panning shots of the label of Honda. It's like, are you kidding me? And so I thought we could market our hummus.
The guy steps out. Just, the smaller car.
Michael steps out. God, I'm hungry. Ball sack hummus.
Ball sack 30, hummus. 30 seconds of panning on the can. I imagine this in like a plastic peanut butter can.
So we took balls and hummus. Yeah, plastic peanut butter can, definitely.
We stuck it in a can of peanut butter, mixed it all together, and put it in Walmart.
Oh, yes. Put it in Walmart. Where are you getting your food? If you buy your food from Walmart, I don't think...
I don't think you're a person. You probably don't exist.
Yeah.
You're not a citizen of this country.
No, you're
whichever
not.
Country you're listening in from. I wonder how people in like India will listen to this if they don't like people who don't know English. I don't know why I choose India as an example.
What's going on?
Yeah, if you really think about
it, like porpoises.
What? The only voice I can do.
I could do the same voice. So you. Mm-hmm. Oh, your audio just went bad.
Oh man, did it?
Yeah.
Oh man, is it okay?
Oh god! I screamed in the middle of math class today.
What'd you scream? Oh man, I want to go up and sorry, continue.
There's this kid. I'm not gonna name his name. If you can remember his name, then you get the joy of knowing who he is. Hipster. Hipster from last
from the last like, episode. Yeah.
I'm like Chip. Okay, never mind. Chips and salsa. Chips and cheesy salsa. I'm like, boy. I'm like, slave, you smell like shit. And you smell like shit. Do you want deodorant? And I'm like, he's like, nah, dude, I wear deodorant. I'm like, go into the hallway and rub yourself from head to toe with cinnamon. And I screamed that in class.
You know, sometimes when I'm home alone, I rub myself in Vaseline.
Sometimes when I'm home alone, I like to light a couple candles, you know, put a tarp down and
cover
myself with
today in wellness, which is like health class. I really want to, I just did the first time.
I have a little Asian boy to do that for me.
It's light the candles. Alex, how nice of you.
How nice of you.
And then in wellness class. He was talking about like how we'll get like pictures of, you know, things that we don't want to see. And so the first time a picture of a penis comes up, I'm just going to go, holy crap, what is that thing? That's my goal.
What?
What is that?
No. Hey, it's my uncle.
I didn't know he was part of this class. Look at that.
Oh, no. Cry for help, please. My uncle touched me as a child, guys. I'm sorry.
He still touches me today.
He still touches me today. Sometimes I pay him.
Well, you know, I think it's about time we started. Coming out and finishing off.
Yep, set and dock.
Setting the sail.
You know, we don't know where this channel's going, but we know where it's going.
Somewhere. It's going somewhere. It's like heading towards.
Hey, this is like Odysseus.
Odysseus. Oh man.
Except we're not.
We're not like. War heroes.
Think of joke really quickly, please. Yeah.
It's like Odysseus, but I don't know how.
Odysseus. And then you just go, and
not and funny at all. Just, oh, it's like Odysseus. Oh, that's great to know. It's great to know we're compared to classic literature. It's
Homer. Homer, guys. I love that guy. Come on.
Homer.
Homer, ancient Greek.
So, yeah, I think we should be let out by Morgan Freeman right now. And let me just call him over here. No, Morgan.
Morgan. No,
come here.
I mean, yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Come over here.
Hello. You've been listening.
Oh, my God. It's Morgan Freeman. What? There's so many things I want to say.
And
right,
if you're from the future.
Oh.
My name is Morgan Oswald Freeman.
Oh, you have a middle name? Oh, God. Morgan.
That's right.